set up to improve patient access to cancer drugs in England has been condemned as a huge waste of money, a direct quote there. The Cancer Drugs Fund was set up to pay for expensive medicines, medicines the NHS wasn't funding. Now, this ran from 2010 until it was replaced last year, at a cost of over £1 billion. But researchers say the majority of drugs failed to show clinical benefit and may have caused patients to suffer unnecessary side effects from drugs that simply didn't help. Here's Professor Richard Sullivan from King's College London. He led the study.
The Cancer Drugs Fund was a major missed opportunity for the National Health Service and for the cancer community to learn in the real world about the actual impact of new medicines. A great deal of money, over £1 billion, was expended on this, and we did not collect the data to look at individual cancer patients, and that's a huge missed opportunity.
Well, the study, which is published in the journal Annals of Oncology, found that just one in five treatments delivered a significant benefit, extending life by an average of 3 months. Cancer Research UK says it agrees that the fund wasn't fit for purpose. However, some charities say it's funded treatments that have given patients precious extra time with their families. Fiona Hazel is Director of Policy at Breast Cancer Now.
It's really important to say that for the thousands of women with incurable breast cancer in England who have benefited from drugs like Kadcyla and Perjeta, which have been available on the Cancer Drugs Fund for a number of years, this is very much a life and death issue, and they would disagree that this has been a failure.
Well, nearly 100,000 patients receive drugs under the scheme. One of them is Julie Strelly-Jones. Now, Julie had breast cancer, which has spread to her brain. She's had it for 5 years and has been taking an expensive drug called Kadcyla. She believes she wouldn't be here without it.
For me, I wouldn't be here without this drug. And I owe everything to this drug, and it's everything to me and everything to my family and my friends. And if you were in my situation or knew somebody in the situation, I don't think you can put a value on saving somebody or extending somebody's life.
Well, the fund had been run separately to the normal NHS process for assessing the effectiveness and affordability of new drugs, which is administered by a body called NICE. It's now been brought under the remit of NICE, so there's now greater scrutiny over which treatments are approved. I've been talking to Nick Puntis from Chippenham. Now, Nick is the chair of GIST Support UK charity, GIST Support UK charity, which provides support to cancer sufferers and their carers. And I asked him for his reaction to these findings.
Yeah, I was very disappointed to hear that it has been deemed to be a failure, as we have patients that have been on drugs that were on the Cancer Drugs Fund, and without them, either would have lost their lives a lot earlier, or wouldn't have had any treatment to help them cope with the cancer that they've got.
Well, if you disagree with the comments, why do you think the researchers have got to this conclusion?
Well, I read a report that said that 4 out of 5 drugs that they analysed were suggesting that the negative side of the drugs outweighed the positive impact of the drugs. Now, we're a very rare cancer charity, and the drugs that we have made the difference. Now, 1 out of 5, I don't believe, first of all, that it is that small an amount. But even if it is 1 or 2 out of 5, that's a lot of lives that have either been prolonged or saved because of the Cancer Drugs Fund.
Have there been side effects through using these particular drugs?
Absolutely. You always get, with any type of chemotherapy, which this is, everybody's used to seeing the chemotherapy where people lose their hair, etc. But with our drugs and with other drugs, there are side effects, but they're all treatable.
Well, what are those side effects?
Side effects such as diarrhea, sickness, water retention, aching limbs, things like this. But I was on the drug myself, one of the drugs, and the side effects were copable. They gave me certain other drugs that were non-invasive that helped tremendously with me coping with the side effects. And believe me, I'd rather be on the drug to prolong my life than not, and then put up with side effects, than not being on the drug or not being offered the drug and end up with the inevitable.
So clearly the results of the drugs from your experience well worth the side effects.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We had a drug that would actually, that was actually taken off the Cancer Drugs Fund a couple of years ago. It was one of 25 drugs called regorafenib that is the third line of defence for cancer sufferers with GIST. We then had a petition that over 100,000 people signed. We were invited to number 10 Downing Street to deliver it. And as a result of that, plus the other campaigning that we did as a charity, we managed to get that drug put back on the Cancer Drugs Fund. And that meant that lots of lives, again, were prolonged, and their treatment allowed them to live with their families and become part of as normal a life as they could. Clearly, some people have died, but the prolong of lives, the prolonging people's lives is paramount from our charity's perspective and from other charities. I fully support what Delith Morgan said, who is the breast cancer charity representative, and I've met Delith many times at meetings, and she's absolutely right. This report seems to focus on the negatives, and we want to change that and focus it on the positives and hope that any new service that they bring out will do the same thing.
Tell me a little bit about GIST UK and the work that you do with the charity.
GIST Support UK, gastrointestinal stromal tumours, we have around about 900 new patients a year, which isn't massive when you compare it to the big four. However, those patients are still people suffering with cancer, so we offer a support group for them. We have meetings twice a year, one in Scotland as well, where we give them up-to-date information on the drugs that are available, any new research. We provide research grants in order to, you know, allow people to, or these experts, to look into how they can find, inevitably, a cure is what we're all after for any cancer. And you know, the work that we do certainly helps people understand the disease that they have, understand, you mentioned side effects, how they can cope with side effects, what they can do to appease those side effects a little bit more, and I think the people that have used us, that have had this cancer, are very, very happy with the work that we're doing, and it's all voluntary as well.
Well, that's Nick Puntis from Chippenham. Nick is the chair of GIST Support UK, talking to me earlier. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street.